Welcome back to another episode of the Greatest Day Podcast, number 299 today. One more and we're at 300. What does that mean? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It means I've got a little bit more consistent over the last 100 episodes because it took me a lot less time to get to 200 or to 300 than it did to get to 200 and a much less time that it took me to get to 100. I remember doing like two or three a month. Now we're at two, three, maybe four a week when I'm consistent and on it. Three for sure. Anyway, doesn't matter. You can hear it in my voice if you listen to the last episode of welcoming all the emotions. You can already hear it in my voice, my energy. I'm feeling a lot better. Feeling a lot better. And you know what? This is it. This is the illustration. This is the example. This is how it works, you guys. We feel the feelings. We let them be there, and they are more likely to pass. They're more likely to be experienced and have the space that they deserve. And then they move, and then we move through them. We move. I don't know about that term, but we move through. And they just serve the purpose they needed for the moment, and then we keep going. And that's exactly where I'm at this morning. I'm feeling good. It's not that I was never not feeling good, just I was feeling less good. If you listened, you heard all of it. I'm not going to go over it again, but today's topic is the one that I had in mind for yesterday. Didn't go that way. Felt like being a little bit more honest and vulnerable and just letting you guys know the humanness is in all of us and me included, and we need to feel that. So to get on with today's episode, let me set the stage. Let me prime the episode about priming your environment. So my son has struggled to get out of bed. He's 12, just turned 12. He's going to be 13. This is Crew I'm talking about. You guys sure do hear a lot about my kids and life on here, huh? Well, that's just the way it goes because they're living examples of how to put these things into action in your life. And like my kids say, you know, does this always have to be a lesson? Yeah. Yep, it does, buddy. It's always a lesson and it always turns into a podcast episode because that's the way I work. It's the way I see it. It's the way I view things and it's the way I share my messages with people. So here is good old Crew getting ready for his teenage years and he's already like hitting the snooze button and suffering to get up later than usual and then rushing out the door to get to school. So we are upstairs and I'm like, dude, if you're going to shower in the morning, you have to get up when your alarm goes off. I'm not going to come up and wake you up at whatever time. Like if you want to get up at a certain time, get up. If not, I'm definitely waking you up by this time. Anyway, so we came up with a way to help him. More on that later. Because here's what the episode is about. Priming your environment. If you want to be successful in whatever it is you're after, if you want to set yourself up for success and improve your habits, set them up into motion, there's a process. And if you can get that process down, you will be more likely to take action. So think of it this way. I would be more likely to do blank if blank were to happen. For me, I am more likely to journal and read my morning pages if my books are set out on my desk or the table for the morning. So think of it that way. What behavior or change or habit do you want to have more of? And what would be the things that would set you up to be more likely to do that thing? So you can also set yourself up to succeed at avoiding certain behaviors. What behaviors or habits or patterns do you want to eliminate or heavily reduce? What are the cues that you could set up around you that would make it less likely for you to engage in that thing? We got to really think about these things and what we're trying to accomplish or what we're trying to avoid. If you want to be more present and engaged with your kids, your family, and the thing that's getting in the way of that is your phone, leave your phone in the car. Put your phone in the other room. Turn the notifications off on your watch so they're not pulling your attention away. Now, yes, if you've got something that you must check in on, maybe you've got a little timer in your mind where it's like, hey, I'm going to, you know, you get a little break in the action with the family. You step away, you look at your phone, see if you've got that phone call that you were waiting for, see if you've got that, whatever. But again, I think I'm probably more like you and you're more like me than not. So there's really not always such an urgency about certain things that we allow to be, have a sense of urgency in our minds. So just put the stuff away, get them away from you or out of your reach, and then you will be more likely to do that behavior. So I hope you're keeping up here. I feel like I'm kind of all over the place right now. And honestly, the examples are endless. They're endless. And they're personal to you and your situation. So you have to think about what you're trying to increase or decrease in your life. And then what are the things that would make it happen or be more likely to happen or not happen? And then we've got to take steps to put those into play. So think about it this way. Another way to think about this too is take the accountability and the extra steps off your plate and out of your mind. If you want to be more successful, this is what we've got to do. You have to, we can't have to think about everything so much in order for it to happen. We've got to automate some of this stuff. We've got to get it out of our minds, take it off of our own plate. We only have so many like decision making, capacity, like energy in a day. We only have so much decision making power inside of us each day. So if we can automate certain things where we can, if we can set those up to just kind of remind us rather than us have to remember, all of this is going to help us be more successful. So back to my son, we're figuring this problem out of his sleeping in and not having enough time to shower and eat and get ready for school because he hits his alarm. But one, I'm like, do you hit the snooze button or do you turn your alarm off when it goes off? He's like, I turn it off. I'm like, oh, well, okay, so let me teach you. If you snooze, it will actually come back on 4, 7, 9 minutes later. Snoozing just delays it. It will come back on and remind you again. So snooze from now on. Don't turn it off because then it's gone. And I said, better yet, why don't you put your alarm clock over here on this side of the room, use that plug, and put it on your dresser rather than on your nightstand. Then when the alarm goes off in the morning, you have to wake up, you have to get out of bed, and then you have to go turn it off or snooze. And are you going to be more likely or less likely to get back into bed if that's the case? And he said, oh, I won't get back in bed if I get out. Because then I'll already know. I'll be alert. I'll be up. Then I'll just grab my towel, which is another automated thing. He takes his towel up with him at night. Then he can just grab his towel, which is by his alarm clock, and then he knows, okay, boom, I'm in the shower. So that's what priming your environment looks like, even for a 12-year-old. And it's worked out. In fact, I was just journaling, and I heard the alarm go off upstairs in his room. I started to laugh a little bit, and Miles, my other son, is like, what are you laughing at? And I didn't explain it to him, but I was just laughing because I heard the alarm, and then within a couple seconds, I heard the footsteps and the rustle. Like I could hear him getting up and then getting in motion. So it was like, cool, that's how we do it. So there's one perfect example of priming your environment. So I couldn't not share that one. That's what set this whole episode up anyway. But I want you to think about this and take it and put it in the way it works in your life. Again, those examples are endless, but here's another couple examples, right? I've got working with a client who has a desire to take their vitamins and more specifically their medication every day. But they forget often. They forget often. And so I'm like, what are the things you don't forget often? specifically in the morning when you want to be taking vitamins and medication. What do you just not forget? It is a thing that is built into your lifestyle. You do not miss this thing every day, every morning. And they said, well, like brushing my teeth. When I get ready in the morning, I'm right there at the mirror. Every day I'm brushing my teeth. Do you ever not brush your teeth in the morning? Like, very unlikely. This just does not happen. I always, cool. Put your medications not in your medicine cabinet or whatever cupboard you keep it in. Put it next to your toothbrush. Do not have to think about an extra step of brush my teeth. Okay, oh, now take my medication. Don't do that. Put it right there in plain sight so your brain is automatically locked in on the medication and the vitamins. So that's what they began doing. Have not missed. Well, I haven't seen them lately, but got on a pretty good streak after that. I haven't heard updates since. But you get what I'm saying? Now the thought, the accountability, the decision-making power, they don't have to tap into that. It's right there calling their name to them. It's right in their face. You want to practice affirmations, a specific set of affirmations, put them on a sticky note, put them in your car. Put them in your car. You want to remember to do some type of behavior daily, put it within your sight to where you don't have to remember it. It's there to remind you just by being in your plain sight. Another silly one just for me. And then we're out of here. Let's go. Let's go put this into action. Let's go prime our environment to be productive and successful today. But me, every day, pretty much every day, you can count on a bag of M&Ms in my diet, a package of peanut butter M&Ms every single day, I swear to you. And my good friend, Michelle, she feels me. She's with me on this peanut butter and M&M thing. She said, why don't you just buy the bulk package, the bag, the big bag? And I said, because that means it would be around me. That means I would have access to it. And I know it would become more than one package a day. I would grab a handful. I would estimate. This would not end well. It's prepackaged. It's measured for the most part. Sometimes they're not exactly what the label says. But if I've got that bulk bag, I know myself. So I'm going to avoid that behavior by eliminating the possibility. I'm not even going to keep it. I know I have one package a day because I buy one package. I have that package. That's my thing, right? So I'm priming my environment. I'm reducing or eliminating binging on peanut butter M&Ms by not having access to that amount of M&Ms. Anyway, silly examples, but they're really not, you guys. So take the examples, take the lesson, this priming your environment idea, and then use it in your life. How can you use it? What can you use it on? Where could you most benefit from this? And then take action on it. Bust out your journal, fill in the blanks, take action. Make today the greatest day of your life. Love you guys. See you on the next episode.